Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll update the Jones and Keefe bracket coming your way about 15 minutes from now. We have our final 2 versus 15 matchups all day long at Jones and Keefe. You can vote on Twitter. You can see the full bracket on Twitter and Instagram. And, we're almost on round one. Other brackets are being... I think Greg said he's unveiling his ick bracket on Monday. We're going to be done round one.
Oh, yeah. We're flying. Yeah. Well, it's March. We don't need to wait like for the NCAA tournament to get going.
We wait for no one.
But everyone has their different types. And so we are going to go through the ick bracket and just find out how many we qualify for.
I told Greg this. I was like,
which I think is going to be a decent amount, but maybe less than you'd think.
I think I have a high.
A lot of them.
I think I got a big ick.
Yeah, you're a sandals guy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, sandals already won.
That takes the cake.
Yeah, I'm on there.
All right, so
especially sandals with jeans.
I've done that for sure.
I guess if you have some like 16 seeds, it doesn't really matter that much. Yeah, but hopefully no one seed.
Oh, that's true too. You got to like really power rank them out. That's
well,
a good point.
I think we're gonna have to. We'll all do it, and then we'll have a number afterwards. Like how many we qualify for. What percentage of the icks?
Yeah, but Nick makes a good point.
Yeah. Like it is weighted.
If you're a one,
if you do all the
that's
one,
a lot
seeds,
different than a 16.
You got to reassess your life.
But
maybe.
Yeah, no. Not only do I wear sandals, I've done sandals with jeans. Yeah, been there.
Tough.
Been there. Probably will do it again in like a month.
Gross.
Feel like Jones is going to win. lose, however you look at it.
I got this thing wrapped up.
Yeah, I think I like your chances.
So we'll update our bracket coming up again about 15 minutes from now. In the meantime, what do we have for the Friday 4-pack, Billy?
All right, first one. What's more likely, the Bruins make the playoffs this year or the Patriots make the playoffs?
Oh, Patriots.
Bruins.
The Bruins turning after last night, Keith, you're still a Bruin?
I'm still a Bruin.
Wow.
Once a Bruin, always a Bruin, Jones.
They do say that.
Be a Bruin. They're 2 points out of a playoff spot.
Uh-huh.
I like what the Patriots have done this offseason, but they won 4 games last year.
Right.
The AFC's pretty good.
But the Bruins are done. The Patriots have a whole season.
They're not eliminated.
The Bruins
they're 2 points out.
Well, they might as well be eliminated.
Do you think with a month to go, the Patriots will be in the playoffs or a game out?
I don't think that.
Okay.
But they could be.
Yeah, the Bruins are 2 points out.
I know, but the Bruins...
they have a better chance.
The Bruins also have all the math working against them, and they are behind 3 other teams not in the playoffs. Never mind Columbus and Ottawa in the playoffs. And they've already played 67 games. They have 2 games out of hand against everybody in front of them. They're not getting in.
2 games back, or 2 points back. Yeah, they have games out of hand. I understand that. That's not ideal. It's not working against them. Let me ask you this real quick.
Uh-huh.
Who's the left tackle?
They
who's
don't have
the, who's going to be the leading receiver
Let me ask
on
you
the
this.
Patriots?
Who's the left wing on the second line of the Bruins?
Joey Juneau.
like they have the equivalent of the Patriots roster
what
right now.
What percentage do you think the nerd?
Who's Nedinov?
I think that might be who it is.
Thank you, Nick. Yeah. What nerd stat do the Bruins have for making the playoffs right now? Is it like 8%? I don't know where that is. ESPN doesn't have that, does it?
I don't know.
Do they have
ESPN does not have that, no.
All right. And but what's the Patriots' chance of making the playoffs to start the season?
I don't know, but what was it for the Commanders last year or the Texans the year before that? Teams go from worst to first all the time.
are they trending towards being the Texans or the Commanders?
I don't know. They spent some. They should be. Do you not? They should be better.
Yeah.
The Bruins is it the are Spillane at 5%. Signing? Bruins are at 5%.
5%.
All right. What's the Patriots percentage? NFL. All right.
I don't care. The
Patriots, you should care. That's the whole point of the question.
No, but the Patriots have the whole season. The Bruins are done, Keith. The Bruins are. They're done. They're not making the playoffs. It's over.
If so Mac
the Patriots
Collins have is your chance, leading the receiver, the Patriots season might be over.
The Bruins do not have a chance. It's done. The Patriots have a chance. Mm-hmm. One team has a chance, the other does not.
They're not eliminated. That, you're making it sound like they're eliminated.
Okay, but the math is so stacked against them, they might as well be.
I'm trying to find
And their roster just got significantly worse. I thought they were better off without Marchand for two games. I was wrong. Mm-hmm. They're not. Yeah. They're bad.
All right.
With Marchand, they wouldn't have come back, though.
No, exactly, right. With Marchand...
Give me a little bit of a comeback.
With Marchand, they wouldn't have won these last two games, and they wouldn't be a playoff team either. The math was already against them, and they made their roster worse. The Patriots are more likely. That doesn't mean they're going to get in, but they are more likely to be a playoff team. What else?
Who's your favorite college basketball team of all time?
I have several answers for this, as you can imagine.
Okay.
So the first one I truly remember as a young kid was the Fab Five. I was obsessed with the Fab Five. Thought it was the coolest thing in the world. Baggy shorts, black shoes, all freshman starting lineup. That also happened when I was 8, which is like beginning of my sports memories.
Mm-hmm.
So the 2 years that it was the Fab Five, and then there's an extra year where it was just Weber had left, and then they a final year where it was just King and Jackson. So I love the Fab Five. I also, like everybody around here, loved Marcus Camby's UMass.
Okay, good
refused
one.
Refused to really lose good in 96 and was pissed that they didn't win. So those would be my two favorite. And I you know, a bunch more.
Let me add. So Camby's a great one.
Camby was awesome.
You know, personally, when Sorrentine and Coppenrath upset Syracuse, I mean, that UVM team is a great one for me personally. I was maybe a sophomore in college. I'm trying to remember when
I remember being like in college watching that.
So that was a personal favorite of mine. I also loved... like when Vince Carter, Anton Jameson, Ed Cota at UNC.
Serge Zwicker.
Nice team.
They
didn't win.
Edemoto Okalaja.
But that was a nice team. That was a team I could get behind.
That was a fun team.
But yeah, those are some good college hoops teams recently.
You know what team I would have loved?
Northeastern hasn't won any tournament games.
No.
I'd love to.
JJ Barea?
Yeah, they didn't even make a tournament
with
Barea. No.
You know what team I would have loved? Is that UNLV team with Larry Johnson. I was like a little too young for that. I was too young. I don't remember it. I remember like going back and seeing them on like ESPN Classic.
Because Duke
I
beat
hated
them.
Duke.
I know what I'm saying. Duke beat them one of those years,
so
right?
So 1 year they destroyed Duke.
Is that what happened?
They beat Duke by like 30.
And then Duke beat them the following year?
And then Duke beat them and they beat... I think they knocked off their undefeated season. And then they beat the freshman... their back-to-back titles was UNLV and the freshman Fab Five. And then North Carolina beat the sophomore Fab Five. And then,
right, like that North Carolina team was dorky. That was like
George Lynch.
Was it Rick Fox? It was definitely Montrose.
No, I think Fox was already in the league.
It was Montrose.
I don't even think it was Montrose.
Was it not?
I don't know if it was. It was definitely a weird team.
I take it back.
93 North Carolina.
But yeah, so I agree. I do kind of remember Hurley and Leitner.
Because then Stackhouse came in later. Stackhouse and Sheed.
But we're young for even like Hurley and Leitner, but I do vaguely remember that. I don't really remember. I remember Larry Johnson in the NBA. I don't really remember him as at UNLV.
Exactly.
But that would have been a cool team. Mm-hmm. Right? All right, who else?
Who will lead the Red Sox in home runs this season?
I think I'll still go Devers. I think Devers will do it. They actually have a few candidates to do it.
So if it's not Devers, who is? Because the answer is Devers, I'm with you. If it's not Devers, who is?
Bregman.
I think I might go Duran.
I'm kind of... Duran for dongs?
Yeah, what did he pop last year? 21? He wasn't even that far behind. He wasn't that far behind Bregman last year.
But Bregman had 26, and it wasn't a great year.
I don't trust Cassis.
No, I don't trust Cassis either. Like, Cassis and Story have like a chance for it, I guess. But I think Bregman could hit at Fenway Park 25, 30 home runs. I don't think Duran gets that high.
Duran.
It should be Devers, and then it should be Casas.
I'm fact-checking myself. What did Duran finish with last year? I thought it was 21.
Was he a 2020 guy?
And if he finished at 21 homers. He must have 34 steals, so he's a 21-34 guy.
2020 is nothing to sneeze at.
No.
But 21 dongs, I don't know.
But, could Duran hit 25 and Bregman tapers off? Like,
yeah, it's possible.
I think Bregman's going to have a good year offensively. I don't know that the wall helps him for home runs. Might help for average and doubles, but not home runs.
So we're going to do a dong pool later on this month.
Yes.
Where we all draft four guys that we think are going to hit the most home runs.
And happy pie day.
Yeah.
We're big fans of the band Bush. We'll be doing a dong pool.
Just to paint the picture.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
So, but at the end, if it came down to it, and maybe you take neither of these guys, you would take Duran over Bregman in that?
Yeah.
Oh. I see. I wouldn't.
I don't think I'd take either, actually.
No, I would.
But
I think you could do better than both, but I'm just
who
saying.
Who I would take?
Oh, okay. All right.
You kind of backed me into a corner on that one. My answer is yes. Yes, I would.
I don't love it.
But the real answer
it's
is
not
never.
A steals pool. We're not doing a steals pool, although maybe we should.
But again, so we're arguing about Duran and Bregman right now, but the answer is
Devers.
Devers is the answer.
Same for you, right?
Yeah, what else?
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
What would be the scariest animal to find in your house?
So yesterday on the Madness, we had a gentleman who woke up in the morning and in his kitchen, he had an alligator.
And I'm like, oh, crap, I got to deal with this today.
So that's got to be up there.
Right.
Now, you can't say shark because that wouldn't make any sense.
Shark wouldn't be scary at all.
It'd be useless.
A big, giant, dead shark sitting there on your
that
floor.
That would literally be, oh, crap, I got to deal with this. I got to get this thing out of here. Right, how right. to get in here?
Although, probably feast on that thing for a long time.
I think for me, it's without question a snake, but that's I would put that secondary because I'm just terrified of snakes.
Right.
But as far as what animal, well, I'd be freaked out by an owl. Not that it could necessarily do a ton of damage, but that would probably be the most unsettling.
Yeah.
If you woke up
like
and
turning
just
its head,
just sitting there,
yeah.
Like, are you looking at me? Or you're not looking at me.
What are you doing?
I can't tell what you're doing. What are you doing?
Yeah. Are you awake or are you not? What time of day is it?
And like,
are you awake in the middle of the night? What are you doing?
You should be sleeping. They're like big owls, too. Some of them?
Some of them, sure.
I think it might be like an owl.
Okay. So, interesting. I'm a team bear. And a bear would terrify me.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you be I think I would be a little more afraid of something like a wolverine or something like
fisher cat. I was thinking like fisher cat.
Yeah, something just tenacious that like you get that thing backed into a corner and you have no idea. Like a bear obviously could maul you.
A bear
That's
could maul you.
Scary enough.
But I feel like you could maybe like become friends with the bear.
Sure.
That, way better chance of being friends with the bear.
Yeah, or just like
offer him honey.
Throw some food at it.
Yeah. Like, do I got sandwich? I have a picnic basket over here.
I think I got a chance, maybe.
I would play dead.
I
what if he tries to like pick you up or something?
I don't trust playing dead. People are like, just play dead.
Yeah,
the bear will leave you alone.
Don't go possum.
But like there's
I
a chance.
You're supposed to get like big.
Get big, get real big.
I think it depends on the bear.
I think you're supposed to
black bears,
then
I think
it's like,
you get big.
Right. Then it's like, oh, so now I need all this bear knowledge in like a split second.
I don't have it.
Maybe I get the bears backwards and I just kill myself. You know what I mean?
I get real big, he thinks you want to fight him. Next thing I'm gonna get my arm
right.
ripped off.
So like when people are like, oh, you like don't be afraid of a bear, I'm like, nah, I'm not really trusting. So bear would be high on my list. I'm not sleeping on the bear, I respect the bear.
Good.
But something like Tasmanian devil, fisher cat.
Yeah.
Something nimble.
Wolverine. What something about, that like will just
a coyote? Nimble, scary animal.
Coyote?
No, coyote.
No, no one. Coyote?
No.
Not Wile E. Coyote, who's just going to blow stuff
one,
up.
If it's just one, I feel like it's so bad.
Yeah.
But don't you think there's coyotes? Probably more? Like, if you see the one coyote, you're like...
In your house? No, I think it's probably just the one.
I don't think it's ideal. One coyote in the house?
I don't think it's ideal, but I think...
Snack on your dog. Your dog would be done.
Shoving Charles Rose.
Yeah, take him. Take him for a snap.
I think the coyote would feel bad for your dog.
I think it's still.
They would take pity on Charles.
I think so.
Like his poor twerp.
You
know,
come on.
You know, he took a pizza crust from Lucas yesterday.
How'd that go? Did you gum it?
It took him so long to eat it, but somehow he got it down.
He ate it like a snake?
Yeah, he just gummed down a piece of pizza crust. It was, and he wouldn't let it go. I tried to take it away from him.
I
took pity on him. I'm like,
it's sort of like a bone for him. Where do you put snake? Would snake be high on your list? Like a big, cobra?
Wouldn't love a snake in the house.
Yeah.
But, it'd be lower
honey
than...
Honey badger.
Yeah, right. I'm saying something like that to me is scarier.
Wild boar?
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
Bob Boer gets you.
I mean, I wouldn't want any of these things. Don't mistake. I wouldn't even
Tiger?
Want, a mouse running around in my house.
Elephant?
But I think my official the official Jones answer, Wolverine.
Elephant would be a good sign. That means I moved to a bigger house because there's no way an elephant could get in my dump
house. There's an elephant-shaped hole coming into the house.
That'd be a great sign. If I could ever fit an elephant in my house, that'd be good news for me.
Twitch chat with some skunk. Wouldn't want that.
No, skunk would be awful.
Chupacabra, maybe we're all sleeping on that. Chupacabra would be pretty scary.
Chupacabra.
I wouldn't want that.
Forget about it. Yeah. Mothman. Jersey Devil.
A Yeti. No, but a Yeti might be like a Harry and the Hendersons kind of thing.
You just give him beef jerky, right? Is that what the commercial says?
Mess with Sasquatch?
Mess with Sasquatch?
Yeah. No, like a Harry and the Hendersons thing. He just hangs out and watches TV with you.
He's going to deal with a couple broken door frames.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
It's not that bad.
I mean, dude, can you just duck, please? Just duck in and out. We'll feed you. You can hang out, watch TV, watch some shows. Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay.
You can. I think so you ultimately landed on Wolverine, a big angry weasel.
Something tenacious that when it's backed into a corner, it is not backing down. Like that.
Billy, did you pick one final answer?
I didn't. No final answer. I'll go with Honey Badger.
Honey Badger. Good one. Honey Badger will take out
Fisher Cat.
Fisher Cat.
Yeah, see, the same.
We're all right around.
You guys are sleeping on Snake. Snake would be the most like
you'd feel good.
Snake, just grab a shovel and scoop it outside.
Grab a shovel and scoop it outside. What if it's like a rattlesnake?
No, same thing. Mongoose eat snakes.
Oh, I love a mongoose.
You should have
people told me to buy a mongoose.
I was just going
to
say.
You should have a whole bunch of mongoose in the back.
You should have a mongoose.
I should.
You should.
They're doing God's work, killing snakes. 617-779-7937. That's the Friday 4-pack every Friday at 11:30 here on Jones and Keith. Let's update the Jones and Keith bracket. We'll get back to the Patriots. They're odd. To put it mildly, press conference yesterday. We'll do that as well at high noon. Stay tuned.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.